This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hey, look at all this stinking, filthy, disgusting green gunk! Was there ever a more beautiful sight? I don't know where it's come from. I don't want to know where it's come from. But it's Santa Con Day, come early for me. Zippity-doo!
And I haven't seen this many dirty dishes since I worked on campus.
It sure must have been some party last night.
It was. You were there, Briscoe.
I was? What were we celebrating?
We were celebrating your memory upgrade, Briscoe.
I had a memory upgrade?
I sure have. Yowza, yowza. I mean, I simply must remember to oil my lips next time.
I don't remember seeing her today.
Well, you wouldn't.
I had a memory upgrade?
Can it, Briscoe, my boy? I'm getting deja vu.
Didn't you just say that?
That sounds like my cue. Welcome, O faithful listener, to another episode of Robots of the Company, the show that's cheaper, faster, and much less painless than a home lobotomy, but has exactly the same effect on the brain. This episode is confusingly called Company for the Robots.
Squeak, what are you doing in there?
Go away, I'm busy.
Come on, Squeak, open the door. There's a block of ice with my name on it in there.
Hey, Sphinx. You got any ice for my early morning hangover cocktail?
No, Squeak has locked herself in the only room with an ice box.
I was just asking. There's no need to be so frosty about it. Can you pick the lock?
I am an ice pick, not a lock pick.
Now you're just being picky.
Enough with the puns.
She's locked herself in a workshop, boss, and refuses to come out.
You will obey the mighty will of Excelsior!
Oh, what is he doing in there?
I think we're about to find out. The doors are opening.
Hi, gang. I've got an announcement to make. Excelsior and I have built ourselves an adorable baby bot. We've decided to call him Bundles.
You will kneel before the might of Baby Bot!
That's my boy!
Today in Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, calculators, go figure! But first, exclusive news from the Titan One. In what may be the unlikeliest plot development yet, a robot has paired up with another robot to build a baby bot. Our sources indicate that this bewildering turn of events may be linked to a sponsorship deal with a major baby food corporation. More of that groundless speculation later. But first, our roving reporter, Frag Meltdown, has dragged himself out of bed to bring us this very special report. What's the latest, Frag?
Thanks, Fizz. Love what you've done with what remains of your hair. I'm joined by Dr. Crankshaft Speck, universally renowned robotics and baby care expert. Dr. Speck, thank you for being with us.
Greetings, Frag. May you never go offline and prosper.
Right back at you, Dr. Speck. So tell me, what do you make of the idea of a robot baby?
I find it fascinating that you'd ask me that, Mr. Meltdown, as I have several very logical comments on the subject.
Now, how did I know you'd say something like that? Is there anything more you can tell us about the situation and what the ramifications may be? Yes, kids, I used a big word, ramifications.
I find it highly illogical.
Well, perhaps it's just best we forget the whole thing. After all, this is sitting incredibly close to copyright infringement already, and I'm sure our lawyers would advise us that we could well be getting our pants sued off as we speak. Doesn't sound like such a bad thing to me, but then I'm a swinging guy after all. Back to you in the studio, you big puffy-looking gas bag fees.
What a totally useless piece of non-journalistic reporting as usual, Frag. Thank you. More next time if there is a next time on these amazing radio stations.
Coochie, 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 coo. Who's an oochie, coochie, tiny baby bot,
I will obliterate this place with my mighty firepower as a demonstration of my magnificent capabilities.
Hey! Watch where you're firing! You almost singed me! And that would be a real feat, considering I'm a toaster.
It certainly has its father's eyes.
Who's a clever little baby boy bot then?
Little? Why is she calling it little? That baby bot is the biggest piece of hardware I've ever seen. I've seen smaller skyscrapers.
You should see the size of its diapers. P.U.
Did someone mention dirty diapers? Boy, it's like SantaCon Day and my birthday all rolled into one today. I'm so happy.
Briscoe, you are one...
You said that once too often, Popsicle. We must be original, you know.
Okay, then. Briscoe, you're... Aw, man. I can't think of what you are. But let me tell you, it's not good. Yeah, so what's new around here?
Hey, where'd that baby bot come from? Right here, I think. I am here, right?
Don't overtax your positronic network, Briscoe, my boy. Just relax. Anyway, if you really want to know...
Know what?
The baby bot came from the robot baby bot stork bot.
That must be one very big stork bot.
Baby bot!
Huh? What baby bot? Sure. What do you want, Pooch? I guess I was lonely. Ever since I went through the change, I guess I've just wanted my own little friend to love and take care of. It's funny you should say that.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 205, Company for the Robots, written by Vince Staden, which starred in order of appearance, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Joe Thomas as Butch, Jim Barber as Expositron 1 and Sphinx, Sally Wiggett as Squeak, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Tag Gray as Excelsior and Bundles, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet and Frag Meltdown. And introducing Shane Harris as Dr. Crankshaft Speck, and Captain John Tatterzak as Payload. The title theme was written and composed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom. I almost screwed up there. The associate producer was Kay Wu. It was a good save, though. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. I gotta keep these credits interesting, after all. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Blah, blah, blah. Copyright, Dream Realm Enterprises, you know all this. All rights reserved. Yada, yada, yada. Any rebroadcast, reproduction... Yeah, you know, without the express written permission. Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. That's the important bit right there. For more information, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. No bots were singed or traumatized during the making of this audiogram. Really, we swear it. Be sure to join us here next time. Sorry, I went a little bit funny there. As we keep going with season 2. Yes, for a very important episode. Well, sorta. Entitled Minion of the Month. This is the Creditor, signing off as usual. Weird ending there.
Copyright 2011, Dreamville Enterprises, all rights reserved.